What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family. And that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children. And women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, 16 January 2014. My guest, Deanna Spingola. And Deanna, I can't get used to saying 2014 any more than I was comfortable saying 2013 or 2012. Somebody has hit the fast forward on the VCR of life here, I think.
I think you're right. I guess it's what they say about having a lot of fun. Time passes quickly. I don't know.
In the morning, in the evening, ain't we got fun? Yeah.
Yep.
TJ in Georgia, you're up next. Go ahead, TJ.
Hey, John. Hey, Deanna.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for this topic, because we have been the victims of revisionist history when it comes to the Jewish thing. What a lot of people don't realize is, you know, back in the day, I believe it was 1935, Hitler put a bunch of Jewish people on an actual cruise ship and sent them over to the United States. The United States refused them. That cruise ship then went to Cuba. And I think maybe a few family members got off there. And then nobody else would take them, and it was sent back to Germany. And that's where they ended up. What a lot of people don't realize is people back then knew how they were and what they did to all different colonies and kingdoms, you know, for thousands of years. And another thing is, even if you believe the numbers from World War II, the people in the Nazi camps, the concentration camps, whatever, there were still more Poles killed than Jews. Mm-hmm. So the Jewish people are pretty much usurping, you know, the Polish people suffering.
Well, I mean, there was a reason for people to be killed in the camps, and the deaths occurred in the latter part of the war, right before May 8th, when Germany unconditionally surrendered. And the reason that they surrendered was because of the horrific bombing. People were starving to death. And the reason that the people were dying in the camps was because of the Allied bombing, because the United States Air Force dropped 1,463,423 tons of bombs on Germany. They destroyed every single city that had over 50,000 residents. Now, the Royal Air Force dropped 1,307,117 tons. Together, that makes up I can't do the math real quick. But they destroyed 33% of Berlin, except they didn't destroy the Jewish hospital in the middle of Berlin. Everybody got through just fine. They had all the food that they wanted. The camps were the people in the camps died from typhus, from all of the diseases that come with starvation, because the Allies destroyed all the communication lines. And people got hungry. And it wasn't just the people in the camps who had this problem, who were starving. It was the residents. So, and of course, I'd like to blame this on the Germans. And meanwhile, as early as 1943, the Eisenhower had several hundred thousand prisoners, German prisoners, and he had them in camps. He put them in boxcars and hauled them to the camps. He ultimately had 200 enclosures. I'm not even going to call them camps. He had 200 enclosures. They were just barbed wire enclosures, and people were there was no infirmary, no hospital, no barracks, no nothing. It was just open fields. And at least 1.5 million Germans starved to death in Eisenhower's death camps. And that was deliberate.
And this is the kind of thing that we never hear. We never hear these things.
And it's very unfortunate.
It is. TJ, anything else, sir?
I was fortunate enough. My father bought me, I think it was a Time Life book. Encyclopedias, actually. And there was 24 of them. We got one every month. And this is back in the early 80s. And what I found interesting was the very last book was nothing but... It was all about World War II from start to finish. The very last book was nothing but propaganda posters by every nation, from New Zealand, Australia, Germany, Russia, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But what I found interesting was how ugly the German posters were, you know, in relation to the Jews. And I'm like, there is no way they could be that over the top if there was not reason. Now, you know, in being that I studied that, I know, you know, what the German people were doing with the monetary units and all that, it almost seems justified. Because if you just sit there and if the government puts out things like if our government did this, black people and put them in a monkey state or whatever, or you know, whatever. What the German propaganda did, or media, whatever you want to call it, the posters at that time, because that's how they communicated, you know, Uncle Sam wants you here in the United States, they made them look extremely ugly, and I think they would have lost complete credibility. If they would have, you know, if that wasn't true. So, anyway, thank you very much for taking my call. I really love the show.
Okay, thank you, TJ. I appreciate your call. Yeah, we hit upon this lightly, Deanna, at the start of the broadcast today. I'm talking about German technology. And
oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
As I said, after watching about, I don't know, two and a half hours of this film footage that was unedited and it was, in many cases, raw footage, explaining the technologies that were in Germany, if this war would have lasted one more year. Now, Oppenheimer and the boys, we already created the atomic bomb. That's what we dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And ironically, that was the two largest collections of Christian Japanese. We're all supposed to be one under God here, but evidently not with the people in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. But Hitler was about 6 months to a year away from developing the atomic bomb themselves. We've heard about the heavy water experiments, and that's about all that you hear about. And this was amazing, that when I watched this and I started to think and things started to drop like tumblers on a safe, you know, just click, 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 click. All of a sudden, what came to mind, I mentioned it, was that movie Memphis Belle and how these guys flying these bombing missions, they had life expectancies of houseflies. And you were, after 25 missions, flying over flak-filled Germany. If you lived that long, guess what? You rotated out of that role and you didn't have to do any more bombing missions. But the English and the Americans realized the technological advantage that Germany had. And if they wouldn't have put this war to an end in 45, we'd be eating sauerbraten right now and toasting German beer, folks. Trust me on this one. But who did we team up with? And we're still dealing very, very nicely with is the communist.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with 2 black Berkey purification elements, 1 shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and 1 Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, 1 shower filter and 1 sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. I was talking about the technology, and folks, hang on, people in queue here, we'll get to your calls. Deanna, some of the things that I had seen, and I was real excited to get you on air because I know you're the go-to person on the history of World War I, World War II, Europe, specifically Germany, and who played what role and who was doing the dirt and who wasn't, who was lying about it.
Sure. I don't know which YouTube videos that you saw, but in 1935, Germany and Britain signed the Anglo-German Naval Agreement, under which Germany voluntarily agreed to restrict her naval capacity to just 35% of what Britain possessed. Whatever technology that Germany was developing was primarily for the use of the people in Germany. What the war that they were fighting was a defensive war. They were not preparing to make war, to make aggressive warfare. In fact, they were trying to, the whole time that this was going on, from 1933 on, Germany, Hitler attempted to ally with Britain, and Britain rebuffed every single appeal that Germany made. And it's just, they were simply not preparing for warfare. Yeah. On the other hand, the United States and Britain were both preparing for warfare. And this was before Pearl Harbor. I mean, we're talking in 1936 that Britain was manufacturing bombs. The United States was manufacturing bombs. Germany would never have bombed the United States, ever.
And let me throw something in there. The technology that they were developing, they were the first people, and it wasn't Boeing folks back in the 40s and the 50s that came up with the flying wing aircraft. Everybody remembers seeing the pictures of those, and they were prop-driven, and then they decided, well, they're not powerful enough. Let's add jet engines. Well, it was the Germans that developed rocketry. They developed the ramjet. They developed the jet engines. And they had tested the flying wing, prop-driven, and then added jets to it. And this was well into, they were testing it into 1944. And this is after we had been at war with Germany for how many years now? And they had actually made plans and said, okay, well, when we develop the bomb, you know, we've tried our best here to keep not locking horns with the United States. But, well, they came to, the story goes that they came to England's defense. They did the lend-lease with Russia and gave them what technologies. They didn't steal or rob from other people. And we made the grand kickoff for the communist to be the world's boogeyman as of today.
Sure.
And if there wouldn't have been that Bolshevik Revolution, world communism wouldn't have been an issue. It wouldn't have been in existence. So,
well, if the Jews in this country and Wilson, well, Wilson sent them $10 million and he was all for them. And it was because of the people he had advising him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrible. Edward Mandel House, and you had Bernard Baruch. And those people were the ones that were promoting World War One, promoting the entry of the United States into World War One, and then of course you had the Balfour Declaration,
mm-hmm.
and all of this was very orchestrated
very, very interesting. This flying wing, once they put the jet engines on it and they fueled the thing up, it had a range of over 7,000 miles, and it was capable of dropping an atomic bomb. They had plans, if necessary, to bomb New York. A lot of people don't know that the mayor of New York City, LaGuardia at the time, they had AK-AK guns and machine guns on skyscraper tops, well, skyscrapers of the day in New York City. And it wasn't anything that, as we stated, that Adolf Hitler wanted to do. He didn't want to lock horns with the United States. I mean, this is like walking into a bear cave with meat spread all over you and going, okay, Mr. Bear, I just want to sleep here. Just ignore the fact that I smell like a victim here. It's most fascinating thing. Anyhow, let's go back to the phones, and I'm going to leave you fine folks holding. Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, John. Hi, Deanna. John, Deanna is my favorite program, too. Now I also like Darren Week's show, and now I'm so glad you got Dr. Daniels.
She is a firecracker. I chose her because of her stubbornness to cave and her willingness to fight.
Deanna, that was an excellent show you did a couple weeks ago on genocide. And that would be one, I think, you know, if you want to take a day off to replay. Personally, I thought that one was great. I was wondering if off the cuff you could talk a little bit about anything you learned about the Frankfurter School, like the influence it's had on our universities and also on psychiatry, psychology, and philosophy.
Oh, goodness. The
is that a loaded question, Deanna?
And I'll hang up. Thanks.
Okay.
Well, I talked about psychiatry yesterday and some of the medications, and of course they want the whole world to be on a psychiatric medication so that they can control us better. And again, you're looking at a Jewish construct. This was all started by the Jews, and but I don't know too much about the Frankfurt School. I really don't. So
okay, Sherry, there you go. Hey, by the way, Deanna, my mentor, somebody that grabbed a hold of me and said, look, you and I need to have a conversation. He sat down for about 8 hours with me. His name was Jack Otto. He did a book called World War III. I don't know, have you ever read that?
No.
I'll have to send you a copy of this. And I was after Jack to do this, and he had been working on it for 20 years. Well, Jack Otto had passed away, but he was able to put that book out. And it is some of the most fascinating reading. Like yourself, he was a researcher, and he was researching for some 20 years. And I finally convinced him. I said, look, Jack, take the time. You know, accumulation of knowledge is fine for your own benefit, but until you compile that and put it down on paper and then share it, you're lacking here. You're missing the whole point, I believe. And he did exactly that. So I'll make sure that you get a copy of Jack Otto's book, World War III.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's rather fascinating. I think you'll find it useful. Let's go back to the phones. Jerry in Illinois. Not the same Jerry, is it?
No, it's not. I'm heading towards Wheeling, Indiana, and I'm 90 miles out. Why am I doing a 5-mile-an-hour?
I don't know. Why are you?
I don't know. I'll have to ask the 10,000 people in front of me.
Okay.
I used to have a sedan service, and my Jewish customer was much more pleasant than my Jesuit customer. But my question is, who, because I was trained to believe the prison camps, who were the people in the camps wearing the star thing on their shoulders?
Okay, well, we can get back to that when we come back from the break. But okay. There was a definite reason for the camps.
Okay, Jerry, hang on a second, because I think I already know what she's going to say, but this is Deanna Spingola that's my guest this afternoon. We'll rely on her information to answer that question, and we'll do that right after this break.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Jerry's question about who are those guys running around in the camps with those stars on?
Right, okay. On February 22nd, 1933, in anticipation for the March 5th elections in Germany, Alfred Cohn, the president of B'nai B'rith, held a special meeting in New York with 15 of the most prominent Jewish leaders in order to plan how to wage war against Germany. The American Jewish Congress advocated public protest in America and elsewhere to demonstrate against the German government. On March 12, 1933, the American Jewish Congress leadership again met for 3 hours to plan a national program of highly visible protest, parades, and demonstrations. Jewish people and organizations elsewhere, including in Germany, begin conspiring against the National Socialist government in order to destroy it. So, in response, on March 21, 1933, Munich Police Chief Heinrich Himmler, in a press release, said, "On Wednesday, the first concentration camp will be opened in Dachau with an accommodation for 5,000 persons. All communist and, where necessary, Reichsbanner and social democratic functionaries who endanger state security are to be concentrated here, as in the long run, it is not possible to keep individual functionaries in the state prisons without overburdening those prisons. And on the other hand, these people cannot be released because attempts have shown that they persist in their efforts to agitate and organize as soon as they are released. Now, most of these agitators I mentioned there was a lot of Jews that came in from the East, came in from Poland to agitate, to destroy National Socialism. And so they decided that they needed to detain them. And so that's the first camp that was opened. And if you have what is considered an enemy within your country that has decided, has made their intentions known to destroy you, then you're going to have to do something. Now, in September 1936, FDR asked J. Edgar Hoover, who was the director of the FBI, to initiate, a clandestine 5-year plan, which included identifying in a list potential security risk among American citizens and legal residents. And so Roosevelt exceeded his authority, and he got some support from numerous political Latin American republics, and he decided that he was going to start rounding up Germans in Central and South America, which he did. And how they did that is they obligated those Latin Americans to a compulsory consultation with the U.S. government in the event of any external attack. In other words, what they also did is said, okay, if you don't do this, you're going to have trouble. And so they, on June 26, 1939, FDR, and remember, this is before the war. The war officially started in Europe on September 1, 1939, when Germany responded to the numerous Polish sorties that were flying over. They were responding to Polish aggression.
And that was turned into the clawing back, for lack of a better term, Sudetenland that was given up after World War I, correct?
Sure, that was part of it. But yeah, but they got that back before then. And what Hitler was trying to do was just reverse some of the stipulations of the Versailles Treaty, which they took away. Well, they took away a lot of land, yeah, a lot of where Germans had lived for generations.
Yeah.
And so he was just trying to reverse that treaty. But Poland was also, they were making invasions, and they were also killing a lot of the people, a lot of the Germans, taking away their land, and had been since 1921. And the Germans living in Poland were discriminated against. They changed their land laws, and it was just horrible to live in Poland if you were German. But anyway, I mean, so what the U.S. government was doing by 1939, by June of 1939, they had created an intelligence agency for espionage in Latin America under the FBI, the Military Intelligence Division, and the Office of Naval Intelligence, and they went throughout Central and South America and gathered up Germans who had been living there and deported them to camps in the United States. Mm. And some of these people were German citizens, or U.S. citizens.
And fascinating. Jerry, did that answer your question?
Yeah, John, but it leaves begs the question, because you said another year we'd be speaking German. It makes me wonder, well, considering what we have today, which is the least painful, the Nazism, communism, or U.S.ism,
well,
or
and let me just interject here, Deanna. Jerry, what should have been done, and Patton said it succinctly, and you recognize that Patton didn't make it out of World War II alive. What he wanted to do once he was tasked with his job in Europe, as far as Germany was concerned, what he recognized was the bigger threat and had been before Germany. I mean, Patton was a pretty smart guy. He didn't just study, you know, military things and logistics and, you know, how to do tank battles and whatever else. This guy was a student. He was more than a student of history. That's the one thing that the Patton movie got correct. He thought that he was somehow reborn, and he had lived many other lives as commanders in various militaries. But the one thing that he recognized that was siding with the communists that managed to kill 50 million of their own people in real death camps, he said, look, he says, you give me the fuel, you give me the tanks, you give me what I need, and we'll put this communist question to bed, and we'll walk out of Europe the right way. And that did not happen. We sided with Uncle Joe over there. We gave them everything that they needed. We helped and promoted communism. We let them take whatever they took after World War II. And here we sit today. And the biggest threat in my mind against our way of life, yeah, it's the globalists and their grand plan, but who they're working through, and that's the communists and the socialists. And that would have never been. You and I, my friend, would be living in a totally different world, totally different than what you're seeing today.
And there's another thing, too. A lot of people think that that Hitler and Germany, they just went out and they rounded up all of these Jews. That is just not true. Many of the Jews who were not agitators, who were not communists, who had not declared war against Germany, remained in their homes and throughout the war. So it's just a fallacy.
So Cyclone B, killing people, gassing them, whatever?
You couldn't kill people with Cyclone B. That was a gas that was designed to kill lice. And they were fumigating the clothes because lice in any war and typhus in any war, whether you're talking about Civil War in America or World War I, that is the biggest killer in warfare, is the disease. Not getting shot.
Yeah. What about all these famous pictures of the ovens with skeletons laying in them?
Well, the ones in Auschwitz, were designed after. Well, you know, you had a crematorium because if people are going to die and they're dying of diseases, you got to get rid of the bodies in a sanitary way. But as far as the gas ovens, there's no such thing as a gas oven. There were chambers where they did fumigate the clothes. But the chimney at Auschwitz was built by the Soviets because they are the ones that so-called liberated Auschwitz on January 27th, 1945. And there was no Holocaust. There was never an order to kill the Jews, ever. The plan was to deport them, not to exterminate them.
And a lot of people don't realize that toward the latter years, 44, 45 of World War II, anybody, and there was everybody that was a man of legal age over there was in a uniform. And they needed, and you can call it slave labor, which it was, if you're not free to leave someplace and you're told you have to work. If you need something done, well, you were in one of these work camps is what it was. And it was to the advantage of the German government to keep these people alive and working because all their men were at war. So to say that you want to turn around and kill 6 million of your laborers is absolutely insane. It is. Tell you what, we've got about 5 callers holding here in queue. Let's take this break and we'll roll these calls quickly when we get back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All right, we are back. Jim in Illinois, you're up next, sir.
John Deanna, hello. I'd like to quote Mike Rivero, all wars are bankers' wars. I found that very interesting Eisenhower had these internment camps after the war or after World War II. I also find it interesting he was connected to putting down the Bonus Army under General MacArthur. And,
well, both of them were involved in that.
And so was George Patton. And actually, Major George Patton with his tanks went after those veterans there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, I'm not a supporter of communism, fascism, or anything of that nature. I am more of a libertarian person. And, you know, getting to the Bolsheviks, the bankers funded them right here from the U.S.
Absolutely,
you know?
They did.
And, you get to looking at this stuff, you know, and here I was thinking Eisenhower, you know, I kind of held him a little higher esteem. Same with Patton, you know, and even MacArthur. But, you know, I see these people, man, you know, in history they've done some deplorable things, you know, and that was against our veterans of World War One, the Bonus Army.
Yeah.
You know, and we even had troops firing on students in Kent State. I mean, you know, this stuff has got to end.
It does. How much longer must this circus continue?
I'm out of here.
The deadly three-ring circus. Thanks for your call, Jim. Here's somebody we're both familiar with. Werner in New Brunswick, Canada. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Diana, and good afternoon, John.
How you doing, Werner?
Hi, Werner. This is the second time I've talked to you today.
Yeah, I didn't make it to your show. So. But I don't know. I think any kind people who want to know the truth, you know, are not afraid of the truth. They appreciate very much the work what you are doing. But I want to throw out a few questions. Would you call that a very advanced aggressionary military force that started, that went into Russia with 800,000 horses?
Well, that was a preemptive strike on June the 8th, and it was 1941. And they did it because they had to. They had no choice. It was something that that they knew that Russia was or that the Soviets were going to attack. And had they done that, they would have taken over all of Europe. And so, so Germany was actually saving the rest of Europe. And if only Britain had gone with Germany, we wouldn't have communism today. Russia would not have lived under communism, would not have lost those millions of people. And when you think of all of the millions that died during the Ukraine starvation, and it was after that that Roosevelt formally sanctioned or recognized the Soviet regime. I mean, when you look at the history of this, you think, what in heaven's name was Roosevelt thinking? What was going on in their mind? And they chose to go with Stalin because Roosevelt was Jewish and
Roosevelt was his real name.
Sure, yeah. Sure. And in my book, when I just sent my third book off to the printer last Thursday. And I talk about all of this. I talk about all the corruption and the horrible things that they did to Germany. I mean, it's just awful.
Yeah,
and to our own people.
It is.
And I talk about the bonus army. And you mentioned Patton. And he figured at the end of the war, okay, let's team up with Germany and let's go after the communists. So they killed him.
Yeah.
Murdered him.
Werner, I appreciate your call. We're running out of time, and I got a couple more callers in queue. Anything else quickly?
I just want to mention there, you said about 50 million the victims of communism.
Yeah.
Between the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe and China, it are at least 200 million.
Probably,
It's amazing. You know, and isn't it fascinating? Don't you find it fascinating, Werner, that, you know, we talk about the deaths surrounding World War II, and we never talk about Uncle Joe and his 50 million in Russia or Soviet Union, but
right.
We always talk about the 6 million Jews in Germany.
Right.
It's amazing. Werner, thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. You and I had a mutual friend down here. I'd been to his house a couple of times down here
yes.
in Texas. Gerhardt. Gerhardt came from Germany. I visited him and spent hour after hour talking with that man, and just a wonderful guy. And unfortunately, cancer claimed him. What, about 3 months ago?
Longer than that, I think.
Has it been?
To him a couple of days before he died.
Hmm.
He was Larry was over there, and they listened, and I got to say hi to him and. Goodbye to him.
Yeah.
We were good friends. I just, and thank you for introducing us. It was just a delightful friendship that we had.
It was, and I'd been to the man's house and met his wife,
mm-hmm.
and just a wonderful man. And And just like the trait that we talked about earlier about Germans, hard workers,
mm-hmm.
he built his entire ranch with his own hands. Just, I'm a remarkable man. At any rate, another one, you know, we all have to shuffle off this mortal coil one day. And it was it's just sad to see people like this go.
Yes.
Frank in Las Vegas. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, hell on that show. You know, Patton, he was born into a wealthy family, and all that land on UCLA sits on used to belong to the Pattons. And as far as, you know, the countries that the Reich invaded, if you look at the map, they were just the country that surrounded Germany itself. It was just to protect from the Russians coming from the east and the Americans coming in from the west. And
sure.
he basically, Britain, Hitler basically France. Kept all of Africa and Europe free from communism. If you think, if after World War One, you know, the communists were taking over Germany, they had to bring the soldiers home to stop the Russians from taking over the country from the inside. Yeah. And if that would have happened, I definitely think France would have fell, Spain would have fell. So, you know, with the, as far as the Holocaust goes, it's called a Marxian victim. They ended up blaming the Jews ended up blaming their enemies for what they did.
Exactly. Yep.
Called a Marxian victim.
All righty. Frank, thank you. Appreciate the contribution. One last caller here. Carrie in Florida. Hello.
Hello, folks. Great show. My, like you, John, got to spend a little longer in Germany. I was 3.5 years in Berlin from 75 to 78, and I got to talk to some elderly Germans. And then I did my own research. We stopped at the Elbe, Patton's army or whoever was in charge over there, stopped at the Elbe to let the Russians come in and butcher and rape Berlin. And I think this is despicable.
Yes. Yeah, Eisenhower stopped him. And
Eisenhower did, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Eisenhower was Baruch's man in Europe.
From what I understood from the poor German ladies that I talked to who were raped at age 6 by the filthy, never mind. But anyway, they were hoping Americans would get there first. And again, like Hungary, like Poland, we let them down. So that's all I had to say. Great
right.
show. Thank you very much for your research.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, this is tough subject matter to cover, most assuredly. But Deanna, I've always held you in a special regard, as far as going in there and unrevising history, and I pay attention to those that have a passion for the truth and are willing to do the work, and I'll tell you what, I would put you up against anybody that wanted to roll in and claim that we're wing nuts and we're neo-Nazis. Folks, I'm not a neo-Nazi. I don't have Nazi flags flying in my house. You know, I'm not. I am an American. I don't hate Jews. I hate the Zionists. But, folks, we have to look at the world the way it really is and the way it was. If we cannot determine the truth moving into the future, we're damned well doomed to repeat it, aren't we? Deanna?
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. And I don't hate anybody either, but I sure hate a lot of the things that they do.
I'm telling you. All right, Deanna Spingola, thank you so much. It's been a wonderful 2 hours.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
All right, ma'am. Thank you.
All righty.
See you. See you on the airwaves. All right, folks. That'll do it for today. I was compelled to do that program, and we did. I can guarantee you will never hear that kind of programming on any other network. Folks, support the truth. Support the people that are out there that want this grand republic back without the lies, without the treachery. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow. With finance.